Baba Sakar Murli, 15th December 2022. Essence, sweet children, you have to fulfill your responsibilities to your worldly and your spiritual families, but you mustn't have attachment to anyone. Become conquerors of attachment. Question: this is the time of settlement. Therefore, what elevated directions should you continue to tell everyone about? Answer: the Father's elevated directions that you have to tell everyone are: settle the karmic accounts of your sins before the time of settlement. In order to make your future elevated, surrender yourself completely to the Father. Claim your inheritance of liberation and liberation in life with knowledge and yoga before the time of settlement. Only at this time do you have to make all this effort. If you surrender everything to the Father, everything you receive in return will be for 21 births. For as long as you belong to the Father, continue to take directions at every step. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children. You now have to fulfill your responsibilities to three fathers. On the path of devotion, you have to fulfill your responsibilities to two fathers. When you are in the golden age, you have to fulfill your responsibility to one father. This is right, is it not? Does this calculation sit in your intellects? You have to fulfill your responsibility to whomever you belong. This is why the Father says, you have to fulfill your responsibilities to your worldly family, etc., till the end. When you write a letter to your worldly relatives, it goes via the post office. Here too, when you write a letter to the unlimited Father, you write, Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. No one apart from you understands these things. If a new person comes and sits here while Baba tells you that you have three fathers, he wouldn't be able to understand it. One is a worldly father, the second is the spiritual, confluence-aged father, and the third is the Father from beyond, who is the Father of all. He exists on the path of devotion and also now. No one knows this. They simply remember him and worship him. You children know the biographies of all three fathers. So many things have to be explained. In the golden age, all are in salvation and there is nothing but happiness. All are in the land of happiness or the land of peace. In the kingdom of Ravan, all are unhappy. When deities go on to the path of sin, they begin to fall. It is shown that the golden Dwarka went beneath the water. This cycle continues to turn. The new world will come up and the old one will then go down below. The golden age will go down below and the Iron Age will come up above. So, when will the Golden Age come up again? After 5,000 years. All of this knowledge is now in the intellects of you children. This knowledge is easy. You simply have to make effort to have yoga. Some remember him a great deal, whereas others only remember him a little. Therefore, the mother and father explains to the children. You also have to fulfill your responsibilities to your worldly relatives. If not today, then tomorrow it will sit in their intellects. They will see that this is fine. You have to remember the one father. You mustn't remember any sages, holy men or gurus, etc. They remember the living and the non-living. Those in the golden age don't have attachment to anyone. They are all conquerors of attachment, there, whereas everyone here has attachment. There is this difference. In the drama, the customs and systems of every age are their own. The father sits here and explains this because the father is knowledgeful. That one is the father, and this one is also the father. This one is a creator, and that one is also the creator. He creates through Brahma. He adopts you. To adopt means to make you belong to him. Those who belong to the Shudra religion, who are now in the last of their many births, are adopted by the father. You children now know the father, and you have also come to know the world cycle from him. You also know what inheritance you receive from the father. You are mature and able to understand, and this is why you are adopted. How could you be adopted unless you had understanding? If someone doesn't have a child of his own, he adopts a child of someone else. They would only be adopted by wealthy parents. They would not be adopted by poor parents. The father says, I want children. He will definitely adopt you. You also know that he will adopt those whom he adopted in the previous cycle. The part that was enacted in the previous cycle will continue to repeat now. When you belong to me, I will teach you. Remember the father and the home. It is very easy to remember the land of happiness and the land of peace. However, you need a very broad and unlimited intellect. Little children would not be able to understand. They simply say, Baba, Baba. They would not go to anyone else. Here, everything is incognito. You have the understanding that your intellect receives strength. When it receives strength, it becomes golden. When some people are weak, they are given a solution of gold to drink. They even make a gold water solution. Here, you are receiving spiritual knowledge. This knowledge is your income. Everyone receives the same knowledge, and it then depends on how much effort you make. There is no question of becoming confused or afraid about this. You simply have to belong to Baba. Remember the father's inheritance. You would not be able to remember Baba constantly throughout the day. You also have to do your business, etc. Some don't have any business and yet they are unable to remember Baba. Until you reach your Karmatit stage, you have to continue to make effort. That atmosphere will be visible. You will also understand that time is now coming close. When a lot of sorrow comes, they will begin to remember God. Death will be visible just ahead. You too will all come to know your stage. You will realize that you are earning very little. When you have yoga, the alloy continues to be removed from you souls. Then, Baba will also loosen the locks on your intellects. People remember God when they are ill because they are afraid. Everyone reminds them to remember God. Say Rama, Rama. The father also says, continue to remember the father and the inheritance. Caution one another and continue to make progress. It shouldn't be that the husband follows this path but doesn't allow his wife to do so. Here, you couples are half partners. However, nowadays, they don't consider one another to be half partners. Some maintain that honor. Otherwise, children nowadays are such that they squander their father's wealth and don't even care about their mother. None of these things happen there. There is never sorrow there. Here, you first of all receive sorrow. As soon as you get married, you are hit by the sword of lust. Goddesses are shown with swords, etc. In fact, those ornaments are of knowledge. The discus of self-realization doesn't belong to the deities. It belongs to you Brahmins. the mace is also your symbol. You conquer Maya with the mace of knowledge. There is no need for such things there. There you live in great comfort. You don't even need to do tapasya. That is the fruit of tapasya. There are angels in the subtle region. That is the world of angels. Angels don't reside here. Deities are called deities. Those are angels, whereas here there are human beings. Everyone's section is separate. Deities rule in the golden age. That is a world of talkie. The subtle region is a world of movie. There are three worlds: the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world. They speak of three worlds. You have this in your intellects in a practical way. People simply continue to move along according to whatever they have heard. You know very clearly how the world cycle turns. You know all three worlds. No one apart from the Father can tell you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end. No one is Trikaldarshi. No one knows how or where souls reside in the incorporeal world. You know that there is the tree of souls in the incorporeal world. Souls continue to come down from there, number-wise. All of us souls, as children, are the rosary of Shiv Baba. That is like a genealogical tree. Christians also have a tree, and they celebrate in happiness. They celebrate the birthday of Christ. Whose birthday will you now celebrate? People of Bharat don't know who the founder of their religion is. They have a proper calculation of all the other founders of religions, but no one knows who established the deity religion. The father sits here and explains. Women are in the majority. Regard for the Shaktis should be increased. Don't think that you have to have body consciousness and consider yourselves to be clever. No. You have to give regard to the mothers. The very name is Brahma Kumari's World Spiritual University. The urn of knowledge is placed on the heads of the women. They are clever. They have shown Saraswati holding a sitar. They don't even know the connection between Sri Krishna and Saraswati. Saraswati is the daughter of Brahma. Hardly anyone knows this. Everything is explained very clearly. The father has explained that without having this knowledge and yoga, no one can attain liberation or liberation in life. Not everyone will study this. Each one has to settle his own accounts. Punishment for sins committed is definitely received. People of the world don't understand that it is now the time of settlement. The accounts of all your sins are now to be settled. You have to accumulate so much for the future that it can last for half a cycle. You have to make all the effort at this time. The father says, surrender everything and you will receive the fruit of that for 21 births. Poor ones are able to make this deal quickly. You would not be able to make this sit in the intellects of those who have hundreds of thousands or millions. The father doesn't really take anything. It is said, look after it all as trustees. Follow Srimat. I am living. Some set up a trust while they are alive because they think that there will be quarreling if they die suddenly. Baba is alive, sitting here. He says, belong to the father and take directions as to whether you should do something or not. Baba will advise you whether you may do something. Everything depends on each one's stage. Some even make a will. Many have a lot of attachment, so they would even give to those who are standing on their own feet. the father also has some clever children. They distribute everything to their children and then also keep something for themselves. We will continue to live on this. There are some who also do this. That is the unlimited father. He knows each and every child. He also knows the drama. People understand that there is no need for money here. In that military, the government has a lot of expenses. You don't have any expenses. There is the difference of day and night. You know that all of this property, etc., is going to be destroyed. We want a new Satopradhan land. It is Tamopradhan at present. When people invoke Lakshmi, they clean their whole home, thinking that the goddess would come in a clean home. Baba has explained that deities don't set foot on this land. They simply give a vision of themselves. In visions, their feet are not on the ground. Meera also used to see them in visions. None of the deities can come here. Deities exist in the Golden Age. Everything is against the deities in the Iron Age. There is no war between the deities and the devils. In fact, this is a war with Maya, the bestower of salvation for all who enables you to conquer Maya with the power of yoga is only the one father. First of all, there is the rosary of Rudra. There, no one knows this rosary. Only at the confluence age do you come to know that a rosary of Brahmins cannot be created. Afterwards, there is the rosary of Vishnu. All of these things are details. Some say that they are unable to imbibe knowledge. Okay, it doesn't matter. It is easy to remember the father, is it not? How can you forget the father? The father from whom you receive the inheritance of heaven. It is such a huge income. Nevertheless, Maya still removes your intellect's yoga. You forget the bridegroom who decorates you and makes you into empresses. For half a cycle, the kingdom of Maya continues. You are now conquering Maya and becoming conquerors of the world. How does this whole world continue? You know it from the beginning to the end. When you go home after seeing a play, you are aware of what the scene at the end was. It is not like that here. You know that whatever happens, second by second, is in the drama. You have to remain firmly on the rails of the drama. Whatever happens is in the drama. There is no question of becoming upset. If someone sheds his body, he has to go and play his part. He sheds a body and takes another. The discus of self-realization should continue to turn around in your intellects. You have to blow the conch shell and give the father's introduction. You should have a picture in your hand. This Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of Bharat, and it is now the Iron Age. The father has come once again to give you your fortune of the kingdom. We Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are studying. We are claiming our inheritance from our grandfather. If you want to claim it, you can. This is your invitation. Many will come later. There will continue to be expansion. The sound will spread very well, even at Shiva Jayanti. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and Namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Babdada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Remain firmly on the rails of the drama. Don't become upset about anything. Stay constantly happy. 2. Caution one another and continue to make progress. While doing your business, make effort to stay in remembrance of the Father. Blessing, may you be embodiments of happiness and give everyone happiness as master bestowers of happiness. Confluence-aged Brahmins means those who have no name or trace of sorrow because, as children of the bestower of happiness, you are master bestowers of happiness. How can those who are master bestowers of happiness, embodiments of happiness, have sorrow? You have stepped away from the land of sorrow with your intellects. You yourselves are embodiments of happiness and also always give happiness to others. Just as the Father always gives happiness to all souls, in the same way, whatever is the Father's task is the task of you children. Even if others cause you sorrow, you cannot cause them sorrow. Your slogan is, do not cause sorrow, do not take sorrow. Slogan, have a balance of being cheerful, mature and sincere and remain stable in a constant stage. Om Shanti.